Monday, November 4th, 2000. I'd like to excuse Shelley Bunker. She had a prior engagement for her, she cannot be here tonight. Eric, you're on the video.
Oh boy.
And being up here.
Are you getting your resume?
Yeah. Expanded my horizon.
I believe we have Daniel Irrigation that would, we want to bring in here during the public comment section since they're not on the agenda. Is there anybody from Daniel Irrigation that is going to talk a little bit this evening?
I'm kind of there with them. I'm an engineer. We're going to be doing some work, some projects.
That's probably what I was called about. And did you want to come up and state your name and just kind of state what the purpose is? And
sure.
Just kind of comment period, so there'd be no decision from the council or anything, but just to kind of, I guess, give us heads up.
At the podium?
Please.
So Ryan Taylor's going to be here eventually.
Yeah. He usually is here, but.
Yeah, he called me. He said he's running a little bit late, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll talk.
So basically,
your name?
Oh, yeah. My name's Cameron Jenkins. I'm with the Bowen Collins and Associates Engineering. And we're kind of doing a study for Wasatch County, Simpson, Central Utah Water, to and the irrigation company to come up with some new alignments for their pipelines, some projects that they'd like to complete. They got some funding from the National Resources Conservation to pay for most of the engineering and most of the actual construction as well. So there's multiple projects that are going on in Heber, and one of them is in Daniel, where they want to adjust and realign some of the pipes. I have some maps. I don't know if it's super for you guys to look at the map or not. Kind of see what we're kind of looking at doing.
That's okay. I can share.
All right. So Daniel Irrigation have three different ponds, kind of, that we're looking at. The main area we're looking at is on the far right, the middle pond, where they want to take that and they want to kind of make some improvements and take the water. So it kind of goes down the highway here and then cuts across. There's a black dotted line that kind of comes across and then all the way down to the end where it says end of the middle pond on the far left side. You guys can see that. So we're currently, the pipeline system goes through people's fields and not in an easy way to access them. And so they'd like to move their pipeline into the right of way to the road so that way they could access them and replace things in the future if they need to. And so some of it, and they also want to abandon some of the lines. So just to the north of the black line, there's like an orange line here and a red line. They want to kind of abandon those because that's where it currently goes. And they want to move it south down here. So I don't know if that makes sense. You can see it very well or not. But.
And so, and your purpose tonight would just be to introduce this to us as far as
yeah.
We have alignment that whether we like or don't like or will work for us. Or
that's right. Do you have any concerns or anything like that? You know, part of it would be they'd have to move it to the road, so they'd have to open up the road or nearby and put the pipeline there.
Which is one of the options.
Yeah, one of the options. And then they'd fix the road, so do, you know, brand new pretty much. That's kind of the main thing that they're looking at doing, just so it's easier to get to. Because if you have to get onto people's property, it's kind of tough to do.
It's still connected. All the other
it's all connected. It's all still going to be connected. They want to increase capacity, so some of the pipes are going to be bigger. They're going to align some of. There's a lower and a middle pipeline that they want to run parallel. And
so
then,
this 16-inch line here would be abandoned.
That's right. And then they just move it down to where the black line is, where there's currently a 6-inch, I think, water line.
Good.
Where would the option be drawn on this map other than the road?
Where would they do it other than the road?
Yeah.
We'd have to work with them to figure that out. Because that's kind of, they own the pipe along the road. I know that, the 6-inch pipe.
But right, but wouldn't they be working with the town for the easement to put it in the road?
Okay. So yeah, so basically we're coming to talk to you guys if you guys have any concerns with that. And then, just to show you that it's coming up, most of it will be funded.
I would think we would certainly want to have a discussion much more than a comment period.
So this is just to bring it up so you guys know and you can work through more.
So what stage are you in right now? Just engineering?
Yeah, so right now we're just in discussion with, they told us, the irrigation company told us what they would like to do.
Okay.
And so we're looking kind of like a feasibility to see if it makes sense, cost, and then see what options are available.
I'd like to see options as well on this map. So then, whether it's two or three, whatever option that they are considering.
So the idea is we're going to have a scoping meeting, and all the stakeholders will be able to come, and we'll be able to share with them alternatives that kind of we came up with. We'll be able to provide more comment. But for now, just, I wanted to get you guys' feedback on your thoughts on if you have any issues with it going down the road or not, or anything else.
I think it's a great project to upgrade any water system, for sure. Down the road, I have serious concerns, certainly. So that would be done in a meeting that would be outside of this.
Yeah, because we got a culinary line running in that same road.
And you said two lines, correct?
Yeah, so they'd be moving the lower middle irrigation line down there, so there'd be two pipes, a new 18 and a new 16-inch pipe through there.
And if there was an issue in the road that the town didn't want to necessarily deal with for their reasons, and then the water department had issues that they needed to get in and tear up something for their reasons, how does that work?
So, see, I mean, so if there's something, issues with their pipeline that they need to fix?
In the road, and maybe we didn't, at that time, or for whatever reason, didn't want that fixed in the road, how would you remedy, or what would be the remedy of that if they were?
Yeah, exactly, right, yeah. So, yeah, so it's.
Answer my question.
I don't, you want to say anything?
Yeah, Ryan, is there anything else that you'd like?
Yes, I have anything for me, so. I think they're just in the initial scoping phases, and one of the discussions was, do they replace the line through the backfields where it was originally located back in the 90s? Or do they move the lines out to the right of way? And in that road, you're right, there's a lot of utilities. We've got a gas line, telecommunication, an existing irrigation line, the old culinary line, and our culinary line. And then we've got the irrigation ditch on the south side.
There's a lot going on there, yes.
So there's a lot going on, like any right of way. And they're not far enough along to tell us how that would all work together.
We're just coming up with alternatives. And this is probably the best alternative that they like, right? This is their, what they want. So if it's not going to work, we have to come up with something else. But it's kind of the plan now. And a lot more information, you know, in a couple months or so.
So one of the advantages to the town we talked about is by the time you replace, put in two more water lines and then just all the stuff that's there, at a minimum, I think we're resurfacing the whole road, which is on the list of one of the things that have problems. So I think I can say without adding to their project, I think that the damage that would be caused by it would justify potentially a new asphalt surface for us would be, you could argue, short-term or long-term, but a potential, you know, a potential partnership.
Okay.
So why two lines? Why do we need a 16 and an 18?
So there's two different irrigation pipelines. There's one that feeds the lower system, and there's one that feeds the middle system, and there's also an upper system that's up to the east a little bit. And, so they got to keep them separate.
So I guess they're proposing a 16-inch line to replace the 6-inch old culinary line that's in there, which we knew was undersized when we did it, but the price was right. You couldn't buy, you know, $10 for the entire water, 1,000 feet was just a deal they could pass up. So I think the idea is to replace that line with a properly sized line that would improve the pressure through the whole metal system. Mm-hmm. And then the 18-inch, apparently, or 20?
18.
Okay. 18. Today.
Yeah. It could be different. So
subject to future revisions, I thought we were bigger than that. But anyway, goes from the lower pond to service the lower pressure zone, so below 3,000 south. So there are a difference of about 80 PSI.
So is that going to improve everything to at least to today's standards, what they would like to see?
That's the engineer.
That's the idea, right? It helps out whole system.
No pressure for those people on the lower end.
Yeah. And the pipe sizes may change. You know, we're going to do an analysis to come up with that, you know, if it makes sense. Because I think the current system, there's a bunch of deficiencies. So, yeah.
What's the time frame between the actual application with the design set versus what you guys want before it's settled with where it's going to go?
Yeah, at least what they're thinking. Anyway.
So we're going to be having some meetings in the next few months to finalize which alternative and stuff like that. And so stakeholders will be invited to come and talk about it. And then once it's finalized, I mean, to actually do it, it'll be, you know, a little ways out.
Well, but between now and finalization is what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it'll be next few months sometime.
And they'll reach out and talk to the council.
Yeah,
so, the issue, not just the stakeholders, general meetings. Okay.
Try to
get the questions answered, so they get a go-ahead, so by springtime, they're ready to start doing something, is that what they would like to see?
Well, yeah, well, depending on when they do it, so they want to do it when they're not irrigating, right, so. So it'd be in the off-season.
During the winter.
Construction on this is farther down the road than that by quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think the point of tonight was they were asking me if they could use the right-of-ways, and I said, well, that's a great question, but I don't make that decision. And so it was more introducing the project and understanding and getting a feel from you guys about the potential of adding additional water lines to the town's right-of-ways. So that I wasn't the only one answering.
When we send out, you know, a meeting for you guys to come.
So realistically, it'd be next fall or next spring or something.
Okay.
Just get my idea.
So the main concerns are just basically right-of-way utility issues and.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Any questions from the council?
Thank you.
We'll stay at item number one, any public comment concerning any issue that's not on the agenda? Okay. Move on to item number two, which is.
I wasn't listening, I was out drinking.
Okay.
I hope it was good.
Loretta, we'll go back to item number one, and that was still, if there's any comment to be made about something that's not on the agenda.
Yeah, right down there by me.
Okay.
We need something done about that.
Okay, same thing that you came in earlier before.
Yeah, we're still getting that lovely dust. And they go in and out and in and out, and it's a mess.
So we're talking about Todd Wells now, right?
Yeah.
We're not talking about the other one that you.
Well, Coleman's still go in and out, and I'm really getting aggravated because I hang my clothes all the time out.
Would council like to discuss this now or put this in during the discussion?
Well, you got the public.
I understand, that's why I asked.
We don't care about the public.
We'll continue on since we're talking about that then, because I think that has been addressed since the first time you're in, and communication had gone back and forth multiple times. I don't know if Eric wants to share any more of that.
All summer long.
Yeah, so what we did is we notified our attorney, and he has drafted a letter, and we're putting together our evidence, and then the letter will be sent. To one, I didn't know that we had another problem with another neighbor, so. So the wall one was, it's the one we drafted.
Well, I've got Coleman, I have to put up with him, he's right there next to my dog man. I wish he could move his cockeyed fence, or his road up about half in the middle there. He's a rotten neighbor.
You gotta have one so you know what a good one looks like.
Well, I had a good one.
Okay.
The one I had before was wonderful, I loved her to pieces.
Okay, so on the other side, we are addressing it with the attorney, we have not addressed, I didn't know we had a problem back on that one, I thought that was remedied.
Well, they just go in and out and as fast as they want, you know what I mean?
Well, Scott had some tenants in there, and he's asked them to leave.
Yeah, they left.
Yeah, so I thought that was remedied, I didn't know we still had a problem on that one.
Well, he never done anything about his road, it's rock and dirt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gravel.
Yeah, I thought most of that dirt was coming off of the topsoil business that was in there.
I don't know, but he is a wicked one to try to talk to. You've seen that when I told him about that night.
Yeah. Okay, so what we need you to do is when you see a truck going to street and dust, we need you to write down the time and when it happened. So we have incidents lined up, that's what our attorney wants to see.
Document.
On this day, this happened, on this day, this happened, on this day, this happened. Not for the last year, you've been a terrible neighbor, they won't go to court with that.
And if you can get a photo of the dust, I mean, a photo, if you can get a photo.
Take your phone and take a picture.
I'm not hanging usually clothes when they do that.
Yeah, so that's what our lawyer's looking for, is the evidence, he can say, this day was an incident, this day was an incident. And that's how he wants to proceed with the court case almost.
All righty, I'll see what I can do.
The first thing we do is send a cease and desist letter, and then if that fixes it, we don't go to court. If it doesn't, then we've started the process.
You could always put up a game camera.
Oh, I never thought about that, and have you sent a cease and desist?
No, we have not sent that to Todd.
I thought you.
No, the attorney drafted one, we haven't sent it yet. So we're gathering the evidence, that's why I needed the phone book that shows. Because his letter says on that this occurred, and this occurred. And so we had to have something in writing to give to our attorney, so he has that. Isn't that lot sold for that? What's that?
Is the lot back there that he's doing zone for?
Zone for?
It's a lot down behind, no, it isn't.
No, it's zone for industrial in the back, but it's zone residential in the front. And he wanted to build an area like Coleman's. But Coleman's did that before Daniels became town. And Todd already knew that he didn't have a right of way to go back from the front to the back and to take on the diesels and put them onto the Daniels Road.
So basically what it comes down to is he's accessing industrial property through a residential zone, which is not allowed. So that's where the problem lies, turns into a nuisance, and of course you can see the result.
Is there any nice one back there, which is occurred?
Yeah, I get that part, but I guess if he found another access through the commercial side of things, then he can do it, you're still gonna have the same issue.
He wanted to go through the dock, down through like he's doing, and then come around below my property and then up through Coleman's, but that was when the other deal was on, you know.
Would that be better?
I don't mind a little chit-chat between a little bit, but at the same time, we wanna keep the focus to the issue, and I know we can get it finished now, but Todd, did you get your question answered with regards to the access?
Hey, Chip, I'm excited to be here, my first meeting after.
Been a while.
Being in and out, it has been. So anyway, I just have a question and.
Can you name it for the record, usually much to come up, but I guess tonight got just enough that we can get slow enough that we can get there.
Okay, so I'm Rhonda Rose. And I just have a question, because, you know, we want to understand our government here a little better. And I was wondering if there is any communication besides the website, like if there are changes, like when elections are for, you know, the boards, and financial statements for the year and all of those things, is the only resource we have is to go to that website, or does the Daniel Township, do they publicize it in some other way?
So there's certainly the public records from the state level, whether it's from the state or a webpage, but that would be the main place that residents would get it for our town.
Okay, so there's no like handouts or like things if we're saying we're not having an election or we're having an election?
We don't, we've gone over the years, handouts, you're gonna get on people's private property, a piece of tape ruins a door, if you put a piece of tape, a rubber band stretched and stung some kid in the eye. We don't do hands out and go on people's properties. We do it all through the three postings that are legal postings, which would be the state and the two other postings that we'd have. We have had some issues the last few months with the state posting that have been realized that postings were made, then they weren't on there. That's been mentioned in this council meeting before, and we believe that that's been solved. We're taking pictures of the posting when it gets posted to make sure that if it does come off, we can show that it was posted. So those are some of the things that, as it comes to our attention, we deal with for sure.
Okay, but you can't send it out like in mailings that go to water bills or?
I would think that if someone was interested enough to go through our budget, they'd either be at the council meetings when we go through all the public hearings and or we'll look it up. I mean, those are two certain ways to be involved.
Okay. Thank you.
All the financial records are on Transparency Utah, too. All the checks, all the...
Or on what?
Transparency Utah website.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry.
I was just, I guess I'm not very, I'm not very informed, so I'm going to come so I can learn.
And this is a comment period, so, you know, we're having a little discussion, and we're not, we don't have agenda items to have big discussions about anything.
No, I was just going to ask, just, I'm like, I was wondering if I could get a job description of all of the town council jobs. Do you have like a job and a description of what you do?
We all have jobs, and we all do lots of things. I don't know if there's an official list, but there's probably a great idea that we put something together like that.
And then also, I was curious if I could get documentation of like the times or the time cards. Do you do time cards or...
We don't.
So how do you like keep track of your hours and...
Like most small municipalities, I don't know of any that need a time card.
You don't document, you know, your hours?
No.
Okay, well, so do you, do we just propose that we talk about it, or how do I do this?
If that's something that you feel important, we can have an agenda item and talk about keeping hours and why we do and why we don't and what, why we could and couldn't and the cost of it.
Just like when you were talking about documentation, that really is important. When it comes to money, our money.
It is.
So I would love to talk about that.
Okay, so I'll take that as a comment and note it, and that will become an agenda item, not necessarily next month, but something soon, not long-term and put you off, but, well, you know, the end of the year has sometimes pressing issues that may or may not be part of the discussion, but it'll be something soon. And just so you're aware of, from an audit standpoint for the town, we get audited every year on everything that we possibly do, from monies to positions to relationships. Have not had any negative, any type of form, and don't expect to have any, but that audit will be coming when it's due here in the next 2 months.
Okay, and who does the audit?
Ben Probst. So...
And then just, one more thing.
So like, all of our taxes have like skyrocketed, and I know this isn't you guys.
Thank you.
But I...
We lowered them.
Yeah.
But I've talked, but as everyone's worried about it, because there's lots of people that are on fixed incomes, and we're going to get taxed right out of our homes. And so why don't, as a council in a town, we get together and go to the county and say, because I think they're misjudging us and against Heber, and that was what the issue is. Like our green belt, I think they're thinking it's like
buildable,
like building lots.
I would agree with what you said. I think that communication needs to go to the county and the state with regards to the 5 acres, whether it's county or the town of Denver.
Because like there's no way we can live here if it keeps...
This has been a brutal last few months when it comes to those types of issues, for sure.
But where they targeted mostly on Daniel.
And Charleston, and just a few others.
I think that it would be something to address right now, as it is the pot issue.
Okay.
So, do we put it on the agenda, or what do we do?
We can take that advisement. We noted it. It's on the record, and when that becomes part of something we need to talk about, that'll be the time when we deal with it.
Okay. I think that was all that I had.
So how do we know when it's the time to talk about it? Is that your judgment, Ben?
Well, we've got a board of pretty competent folks here that have lots of issues come up, and then we have X amount of hours once a month to deal with it. I mean, and we find that some months we have to do things that we have to because they're timely, other months that are driven by these types of discussions.
So then...
Oh, Mick, I'm sorry.
Just on the same subject, just to give everybody a little bit of information, you can appeal your, here's what happened, here's what's happening with the taxes. The state requires 1/3 of the county's property assessed every 3 years. So you get, we happen to be in the assessment this year, and the property values went way up. You can appeal those, number one.
and most appeals that I've heard about so far have been accepted in neighbors and so forth around where we live. And the second item is the, I went into the county, just so that everyone would know, to talk to the assessor, and they were very, very animate about saying, we didn't raise taxes. And I said, well, California did this. California in 2000, starting about 2001, raised property values, hardly ever raised taxes, raised property values on an increasing scale, which, and then they said, we're not raising taxes. It's still the same percent as it was last year, but they'd raised the property tax by 20%. And it was all property value, so it was all always based upon property value, those taxes. And Proposition 13 was the kickback that the people got a referendum going, and it eventually got on the ballot, and they went back for 10 years and reduced all the property values back to the value it was 10 years ago, and made it the law in California that you could not raise the property values unless there was certain types of event, like a sale or there were a couple of different ways, a death in the family where you just transferred the property and so forth. So there were issues like that, that if we are clear in our efforts to, you know, get, you know, our property values evaluated and lowered back down a bit when we can, eventually the state's going to realize that they need to own the taxes, that they just can't raise property values and hide the taxes that they raise in the property value increase. And that's what's happened. You guys lowered taxes. Well, you still probably got a little bit of a raise because property values went up real high and the tax is based upon that. So when you consider that, my argument with the state and with the county is you don't own the tax. You are trying to put it off and say, we don't own the tax increase that we've just given because the state required us to raise the property values. And that's why our property tax now has gone up like
30%. We lowered it before those taxes notices came out.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. But that's what's happening.
But yeah, that's
what's happening is the property values are going up.
Maybe put us on to something.
They are going crazy, but the what happens in these economies is we need to fight to have our tax base change from our property value to something else, or keep the property values where they are and only limit when they can be raised, and that would be.
You know, and I try to give a comment, but I have to address, you know, the green belt issue is probably the issue that's probably the most workable right now, trying to, because I agree, those our acreages are different than the other developable 1 acre acreages, and that's so just so you're aware, we are, and there's discussions outside this council with folks that are in the community about, come on. So we're trying to find the avenues to pursue the best way of doing that, just
Be careful about that tax issue, because it particularly in Heber Valley and other places like this, it's in California, there were people that over a 10-year period, they lived in their home for 60, 70 years, and over a 10-year period, their property values went from 250 to 200,000 to 2 million in value, and they were taxed based upon that, and they were paying 100 grand, as much as $100,000, and they were on Social Security. You know, and a year in taxes on their property, and the state turned around and was foreclosing on the homes because these people could not pay their taxes and kicking them out of their home. And you find that in a small community like that, where we still have people who have been in their homes since they were born 70, 80 years ago, and the property values are high enough now that unless they have income that is sufficient, they're going to have trouble paying the property taxes. Let alone all the other taxes that are associated with property values.
The other thing that's coming is all this resort stuff, and that's probably in the back of somebody's mind to raise this stuff up so we can't afford to live here.
Yeah.
But those issues are certainly being addressed and magnified by what's gone on the last few months.
For sure.
I know. You had a comment earlier that I postponed for God. Sorry.
Yes. When you mentioned that it would come up in another meeting, that we could bring some of these things up, then do you notify us and tell us that we'll have time on the agenda, or because we don't know for sure what you're dealing with, you know, and what you're going to have.
Every month we have an issue, we have a meeting, and we have the issues on that month's meeting that you're going to be able to see before the meeting happens, that, you know, when people find out that it's a subject that they want to come to, they usually show up and whatnot. And so you would certainly be having three options to glean whatever we're going to be discussing at either a planning meeting or a council meeting twice a month. And then, so to tell you what's going to be on the agenda now, next month or next month, sometimes there might be something that's very important this time that we know we need to put on. There's lots of things that we get bubbled to the top each at the end of the month that we need to discuss at the end of the month. So we don't know next month what the full agenda is going to be.
Okay. And so this meeting is held once a month, and then you have a planning meeting, and when's that held?
I believe the second?
Third Wednesday.
Third Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Is the planning to deal with zoning and planning issues, and then the council meets the first Monday of every month, like this evening, the first Monday of every month, at 6 o'clock.
Could we ask you as a council, when somebody in the public comment section has an item that would like to have put on the agenda, that you contact that individual when it goes on the agenda so that they can make it known to the rest of us? We're not all watching the website every day to see what the...
You know, I have heard that before, and then pretty soon the clerk has a big list, and then we have our regular stuff, and then there's Johnny's list, and you put them in front of them and back of them, and...
Well, you only have like 10 items on the... 11 items on
the... We do here, but we have a lot of folks that like to talk about a lot of different things as far as agenda items. So there's only these that we have to have on there.
Uh-huh.
There's certainly other things that are on there that we don't have to have, and those are the things that I would be referring to. These are what we need to check off each one. More communication is better, and if there's an easier way, then, okay, there's five people that want to know this subject, but we're going to contact those five. I don't know. We're putting it out in three areas every month.
I just have an issue with that, because we've been in other communities where if you had a recommendation or a request for something to be talked about it on an open agenda, when that was put on the agenda, they contacted the individual who made the proposal, and they had the responsibility either of contacting other people or putting it out. Otherwise, agenda items were put on the agenda, and nobody was there to talk about it because they didn't know that it had been put there until it was too late to come out.
That's what my mom was trying to say, too. You kind of need to know a little more specific.
Well, so the agenda is not driven by the public per se, because somebody wants to talk about this usually. Usually it's a community thing that we have X amount to talk about. If something needs to talk about, they can talk to one of the counselors. The way the agenda works is either myself or two council members usually get it on the agenda. That's kind of how council members work throughout municipalities. It's not just, hey, I want to be on the agenda and come on. Maybe that's, we've done that lots with folks, but sometimes there's issues that are more complex that need to be discussed or planned or not, and it may or may not fit someone's timeline, but certainly we've tried to accommodate up to now and in the future people's needs that they want to talk about stuff. If we were mailed something or emailed, hey, there's some questions you'd like to discuss, we might be able to discuss them, we might not. There's things that are personnel or land acquisitions or legal things that we can't discuss, and we can't say why, what, where, and how about it. People might not want to know about it, but we can't discuss it. So to answer your question, if you have things that want to be agenda item, I would think we will and would like to talk about it. And certainly, the broader that issue may be, for sure. So.
But don't you already put it in the wave? I mean, you put the planning dates and everything. Couldn't you put it at the bottom, just talking about
We do the listings, and I'm not sure each week, but usually there's a basic listing of what the agenda is going to be, or at least the meeting hours and times.
You put that out.
That way you put in the wave.
That could have been. I can't see it from here at all.
It's your agenda.
Okay, then that's probably what's been put out.
Is that what's in the wave? I don't know.
The agenda doesn't go to the wave each month.
It
only goes to the state website and to the town website.
That might be a good.
Here's the issue that I'm seeing there.
Okay.
Is I get told a lot of stuff about what's going on in the Daniel area.
Likewise.
The board.
That's why we're all here tonight.
So if we're going to have a discussion, this is not the time to do it.
Well,
and we have an agenda, and we're going to stick to
that. But we are discussing that. You've allowed this discussion.
I'm going to end this discussion, because now you're taking it farther than it should be taught. So we'll have an agenda item on this.
Agenda.
and we will talk about that. Thank you.
I'd just like to ask one question. Are you guys for the people in Daniels, or are you for yourselves, or what? Because I, one time, you give him some...
There's a comment.
That's a, you give a guy some here, but the next guy that asked you for the same thing, you don't give him. Now, what's the difference?
One example of that, please.
Nope.
And how do we find out who's even on our board? I wouldn't know any of you. All the ones I know is you and him. And I live in Daniel online.
I'd come to meet and get to know us. We'd love to have your input.
Well, I think you ought to at least tell us when you're going to have elections and stuff. I don't think you can vote not to have elections.
No, we cannot. We have our elections, and if they're not filled, we don't have to...
So if I want to run for
something... Is this a comment, or what are we doing?
If we want to run for something, who do we get in touch with to run for it?
Yes. The clerk, like every other town.
I have a comment.
You know?
Every town has a process of saying you go to the clerk and get the application.
This doesn't jive. What? I've had to do my own damn roads, because you wouldn't do them. You know? Now, why should I have to pay my money when I'm paying you taxes? Me taxes.
Didn't know your road wasn't getting done.
You know? The mailman comes and says, well, we're not going to deliver your mail no more till you fix your road.
Remember.
So I contact you guys, and you say, oh, we don't do that. Well, what the hell do you do?
Okay, noted. Tom.
One comment that I have is you're telling people that they can't run for office until they've lived here for a year. Where does that come from?
I've never heard that ever in my entire life.
Come from your board.
Didn't come from anybody in here that I've ever heard if it came out. That, if that did, that could be a rule that was stated. I haven't said that because I don't know that that is or isn't even a rule.
Okay, the next comment is...
So that may or may not, so if somebody said that, they may or may not be accurate.
They won't file because
I'm
you guys
sure
have said
one
it.
Of your deputies said something somewhere along the line that might not have been there when it was clarified, then you understood it and it was not an issue.
That's not true. Okay. It wasn't one of my deputies.
No, I didn't say it was
about a week ago.
I was not saying your deputy said that. I was saying a circumstance when a deputy might have said something that wasn't as proper as he could have said. And the story.
Here's the issue.
Okay.
You guys get defensive every time something gets brought up. And shut it down so nobody can have a discussion. That's the way it's been for a long time.
Hmm. Yours should be for the people.
Okay.
Is right.
Mm-hmm.
So open up a discussion, have a good public comment, instead of shutting it down. Because you're representing the people of Daniels.
Sheriff, let me ask you
I'm
something.
I'm not sheriff.
Okay. Previous sheriff, Todd. I'll call you Todd.
Fair enough.
You've been to many meetings.
Yes, I have.
End this comment period here real quick, but I'm going to make this comment. There's an agenda to follow. You know that you need to state the agenda to have a proper discussion. If
you
this
didn't
needs
follow
to be discussion,
the agenda tonight to begin with.
I would, you know what? You're right, because I was trying to let...
So then don't talk to me about it.
Okay, I won't. I'm going to follow the agenda now, this forward on, and that comment period is over. Thank you, public. Item number two, which would be business license. There are no new ones or renewals. Move on to item number three. The Danieltown Ordinance, which is a DO 2019-11-4. 2020 meeting schedule. Council, you get a chance to look at that date and if that concurred with what they need to do.
Yeah, there was a couple of meetings that we couldn't do because of this room was scheduled, so those have been noted on the schedule also. One of them being the Planning Commission meeting in April.
Okay.
So it's been pushed back. Week.
Now, July 6th, from a 4th of July standpoint, is that going to be effective, Mary?
No. I believe it's July 2nd. Monday, July 2nd, if I'm not mistaken. July 6th. Is that what it is? July 6th.
July 10th. So 6th is the first Monday.
Yeah, so that doesn't interfere with the 4th.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the only one that was affected was the one day other than Labor Day?
I'm just asking. I would be here probably. Can't plan on it.
So that's all. You know, if someone's got a long weekend, then maybe go to the top. Sounds good to me.
Chair will entertain a motion to accept the schedule as.
So moved.
We have a first. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the schedule? None? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number four, Town Ordinance DO 2019-11-4B, amended conditional uses. Number DO 2019-11-4B, effective date 2019-11-4, short title, ordinances approving certain amendments and changes to the Daniel Municipal Code, DMC Title 8. The purpose of this ordinance is to amend and add and clarify certain provisions in and to Title 8 of the DMC. Ordinance, whereas the Daniel Planning Commission recommended the following changes in the attached code. The Daniel Code Town Council does hereby ordain and adopt the attached amendments to the Daniel Town Code Section 8 of the conditional use as it indicated. Council went over it last month. We had a public hearing, and we've gone through the steps to go through the ordinance, or the proper steps, and this is the ordinance before us now. Any questions, or the chair will entertain a motion to accept?
So moved.
We have a first.
I second it.
One second. Any discussion on this ordinance?
Yes.
Okay.
The legislature at this point has, with the recent growing of hemp products, has issued a statement that says if you don't designate where the hemp can be grown, it can be grown in any zone.
Great.
So I don't know if you guys want that on a conditional use and want to designate a zone for that to go to. Or it's like the sexual-oriented business. If you don't have a spot for them to go to, they can go anywhere. So that's why we have the sexual-oriented business zone down by the airport. And the county and everybody got together and built that one interlocally. Do we want to add that to the conditional uses and have that applied for in a zone? Or do you want those zones open for the growing of them?
Is that going to be something that we just wrapped out? That's something we're going to have to unwrap and redo again?
Yes.
Conditional use.
Yeah.
I would say let's tackle it for the next go around. So, but I'd like to hear what the council says.
I agree. I think a lot of work was done on this last list. It's a good list. We reviewed it. And if this is new, then we'll look at it in the future time.
Okay. But you're aware if we get an application tomorrow in any zone, that allows that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was discussion. We had a first and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Ordinance passes.
Is that something we should have planning look at then, Mayor?
If that's something that needs to be, then we certainly would want to look at it to see how that affects.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's from a state level, it's legal. It's just like hay for everything else. Other people may not look at it that way. It's certainly a discussion that the town ought to have. So, from the way it starts in planning and comes to council, or we have it at council, I think planning first.
Yeah, well, it's another land use ordinance, so we go back through the public hearings. Everything, anytime you modify the code, you have the public hearings on both the council and the plan. So if that's something you want them to look at, I'm sure planning will look at that and send you a recommendation.
I'm just saying, if you can put it in the minutes to when we go back to the changes, we look at it at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know how we can flag that, but whether the conditional uses or uses.
More there.
Okay.
one more.
Any discussion, any other five, discuss acquisition of Daniel Water Shares. Was there anything, any discussion of that? Should it come available that anyone is aware of?
I don't, I think we've had the first ones we bought. I don't think we've had any since then.
I've not heard of any per se.
So do we have one? How many water shares do we have?
I think probably like 15 total.
Oh, we bought that many?
No, we got between water shares in the beginning and some commercial ground and different things that have come in over the last few years. Maybe it could be 12, I don't know, I think it's 15, it sticks in my head.
Okay.
Are you asking how many we purchased since we were?
No, just total town.
Well, both.
I think total 15. Daniel Municipal Water. Gary is not here and Shelley is not here. Does council or anyone have anything they've been aware of that the council would need to hear with regards to Stormhaven Water? No, excuse me, Daniel Municipal Water. Okay. And item number 7 would be Stormhaven Water. Any issues that have been around with that? Ryan, you might be able to speak just to the latest of that.
So it's finally quieted down a little bit. We've got the final payments and paperwork for the CDBG grant that we're wrapping up and starting the next CDBG process. We had a temporary operating permit for the new well back in August, and we've got the final operating permit that was just issued last week. So without the tanks online, Eric and I helped put another little solenoid valve in, so both the tank and the new well are operating. We still need to go back at some point and try to modify the old well 1 to see if we can get that to be a permitted source as well.
And the state is somewhat satisfied at this point with this transition finally?
At this point, they're satisfied that we made, we've got an approved well water source for the first time ever up there, which is officially an approved water source. The storage is going to be our next issue, is that there's, by any way we run the numbers, there's not enough storage there. There never has been, but they're calculating differently and they're assessing penalties differently, and so that's going to be the biggest issue up there, is we're going to have a number of points assessed for our lack of storage.
And that is going to be a 500,000 3/4, 1/2. How big a tanker are you roughly estimating?
So when we sized it years ago in the master plan, we looked at the whole area and we had planned on a 300,000 gallon water tank. I think there's reasons with some of the folks that have asked about annexing that might be a little undersized, given new information. So either way, we're looking at a fairly substantial project there to build a water tank similar to the one Daniel Municipal has.
I'm sorry, can we hear questions?
Yep.
So it may be a naive question. So do our taxes to Daniel go particularly for Stormhaven, or do they put the money in to build the tanks that will service them?
So there's two water systems. They both have different billings and different systems. They've got grants that the town has used for some comparing money, but when it comes to 300,000 and the town gives up 30,000 or something to make some matching grants, those monies have been exchanged, but we're relying and working with both any type of grant and have looked at loans, but I don't believe I've gone that direction yet.
They don't take money out of the Daniels, whatever.
They're both self-sufficient. There's time to make that grant work, but no, they're two separate systems,
okay.
And bills and monies and people, and
okay.
We're running them separately, monetary wise. Great. Council, item number 8, council meeting approval of meeting minutes, October 7th, 2019. Council has to read them, and would like to make any recommendations.
So I'll make a motion to approve.
Can they be read out loud?
once they're approved, they'll be online for everyone to be able to read it, and we don't normally read them out loud at any meeting. The public is going to be able to read every single word that we're approving tonight, and it will all be online on our website. Is that correct, Mary? So everyone will be able to get access to it. And each and every meeting minutes that we have, they'll all be minutes that have been looked at, either scrutinized and changed, whether it's a comma or a the or whatever, that a person might have said something that wanted it changed, then we approve it, then we give it out to the public. Any other questions or comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from October 7th, 2019.
Okay. First and a second. Any discussion on the minutes? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Minutes passed. Office warrant approval announcements.
Okay, Comcast office phone. 202-19, DNA half dozen office space 200. Wasatch Wave for the conditional use printing for meeting $33. Public hearing $55.50. Fabian Bancock for federal $10,906.50. And Schultz State $232. TO Engineering for planning $2,118.65. Engineering $410. Bangeters $220. Joe Witt $106.50. Trinnell's $71.50. Raymond's $198. Carolyn Clyde $946.24. Dominion Energy for excavation $79.40. And NEFS $197.50 for a total of $15,976.98. Payroll hours for Public Works, and then payroll for Council, $7,321.44. Commission, total $463.50 for a total of $24,943.17. Daniel Municipal Water, CenturyLink data charge $47.75. Heber Light and Power, $315.21. Postmaster for stamps, $220. Staples for printer ink, $45.36. Chemtech Ford testing, $20. TO Engineering for engineering, $593.90. Sampling, $433.16. Total, $1,675.38. Payroll hours, $7.35 for a total of $2,410.38. Stormhaven, Dominion Energy data charge, $908. Heber Light and Power, $530.16. Postmaster for stamps, $110. Staples for printer ink, $45.37. Chemtech Ford testing is $40. Laughlin Engineering for the well engineering, $217.50. TO Engineering for engineering, $436.25. Sampling, $203.55 for a total of $1,591.91. And then payroll hours for a total of $475. And grand total $2,066.91.
So I'm going to take a motion to approve warrants as stated.
So moved.
We have a motion to approve the warrants.
I'll second it.
We have a second. Any discussion on the warrants? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Warrants approved. And shall I entertain a motion to call in the closed session? At this point, we'd ask the public and everyone to leave. We'll go into closed session to discuss either legal or personal property acquisitions.
So, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So, how do we go about having a discussion?
So if you wrote an email or sat and talked to one of us, most of us will sit and talk to you and hear what your concerns are.
Okay.
And then they may bring them to myself, and then it's, yeah, we can talk about that. Oh, no, we can't. That's legal. We can't. I mean, maybe you want to know something that you can or can't. Other than that, that's how we'd get the process, and then it would come and say, okay, great, well, we'll have the right evening with the line item to discuss items that are appropriate.
So we come personally to you?
You can email, you don't need to drive to our homes, or, I mean, my office works kind of well, where people can come to my office, where we don't really have a town office, we're pretty small, and so I take time out of my day to meet with lots of folks that just walk in and share what they need to share with me. And you're welcome to do that. I look forward to it. That's what I've done for 6 years. If I'm not there, you might have to come back. If not, you can leave me a letter. I will call you, or I call anybody that might leave a letter for me. And we kind of work that way. Instead of maybe those questions that might have some good logical answers that you don't get told or whatnot. So we would probably talk, and then if it turned into an agenda item, maybe then we move it to an agenda item. But the agenda items are placed on either myself or two council members that put it on. And we have not yet, that I know of, not put something on that was, there could have been something lined up. I'm not aware of anything that didn't get put on that wanted to get discussed.
They don't need to go to you, do they?
No.
The council member.
Any council member.
Yep. And then one more question. So are we, like, did we adopt the Wasatch County codes, or do we have our own codes or rules?
When we first started 10 years ago, 11, 12, I forget now, I keep saying 10, it's probably 12, we...
No, it was longer than that. It was 15 years ago.
There we go.
It was the moment I moved in,
All right.
So I know.
So I'm so behind
like,
the times already.
I don't want to be in a town.
So ask your question directly again, sorry.
So...
It's a good question. You're ordering.
Did we adopt the Wasatch County rules? Codes, or do we just do our own codes?
Our own codes.
Well, I was going to say we use it as a framework
right.
to help weigh out what was specific to us and what wasn't specific, and so that was kind of the roadmap. And we kind of added the things that those people say. I was not one of those people that added that brought it in, and it's been tweaked ever since, trying to make it work, and or it's worked pretty well for the town mostly, but. Yes, so we started with this, and we've molded to the way the town has come, whether it's been through public hearing, whether it's been through different council members here, or the public's initiated.
Oh, so like if you tell me it's on the computer,
It's not completely all there. I've had to go back and re-enter a lot of it, so I'm still actually trying to work through getting everything in there.
Because there was just a lot of questions that way that we didn't, you know, like some of them had addressed. That we kind of just need to know the rules, and maybe we need to talk about the rules.
Well, that's what we talk about, if that was going to be an agenda item. As far as finding information, it should all be on the web page. If it's not, it kind of should be, and maybe it's mucked behind or got...
So you don't have just like one hard copy of what we believe? Or have rules?
No, there's a big book about this thick of all...
I know, like 300 pages, but like things that you've added to, you really haven't, you don't have it all.
We have it all in books, and it may or may not all be online, but it should be and will be. But if it changes, then sometimes that takes a while to get it all on there.
Okay. I just didn't know where our rule, like where they, if you were to adopt and watch that.
If you go online, you'll be able to see all the rules and the codes of what the town runs by and how we run and what decisions we use to make our, what rules we use to make our decisions. You should find all that on there. Maybe there is a line or a paragraph that didn't make it on, that was something changed recently, but most everything should be on.
And that can be discussed with one of you, like say we wanted to talk about that code or zone or, you know, all this that you're talking about. Is that something that you can discuss and possibly with the people's majority change, or is that possible?
So. I'm not quite sure yet. We talk about these things every single solitary month. So if you come to these meetings, every question that you have that are maybe here will be discussed throughout those months, and you'll be able to have your input as much as anybody else on it. So I would say we do discuss all of them all the time, depending on the month.
Because I didn't feel like we dared discuss anything tonight. That if it's kind of like a, I don't know. I'm new to all this, so I just wondered that.
Well, as your husband said, I did not follow the rules because I was trying to let people communicate. If we followed the rules, we did not have lots of things on the agenda tonight. Some nights we have lots and lots and lots of things. Other nights we don't. It's Okay, is that the way it works?
So that's the way that there's time for discussion, like that, after we speak to many of you?
If it's an agenda item, is when we're going to have the discussion.
We always have that.
It's not allowing a public comment to have a discussion.
Oh, but like, so like.
Has to be on the agenda.
If we want to get on the agenda.
Or he's going to shut you down.
But if we want to get on the agenda, then we call you?
No.
You write a letter.
That's one way.
Right, or email you.
That would be one way. Other way would be talking to one of the council members that you could talk to, or you could email them, or you could go, I'm not going to say go to their house, because they may not want you to their house. You can come to my office or email me, most likely probably email any of them.
I'll get to my house.
So you could probably, like, if you have a lot of people that are concerned about a certain issue, if you have a lot of people email you, that might come up in priority.
Love to hear it. You know, I know some things are said tonight, but we have had public hearings on every single issue that might be said out here, that maybe somebody missed something, or they didn't know the whole answer to. And we do it every single month, and we do it twice a month, both in planning and here. So I don't know that what didn't or didn't get done. I know Todd feels like shut things down. There is an order to things, and I do try to follow that order. And yes, I did not follow tonight, and I apologize, Todd. I was trying to be a little more smaller town and talk to the folks and let things happen. I get, I can follow this to a T and really irritate folks or not. So I apologize if I felt that I'd shut you down or anybody else here down. But there is a way and a process and a time to discuss certain things, and that's all that I would expect.
Questions? Have we got any more openings on zoning? Is there one or more openings?
I think we just filled our boards.
Both like that.
Both boards, yeah.
If you want to talk about.
So we've been doing this, this has been, this ordinance, we were just talking about the town code. We've been doing that for 6 months, every meeting.
So there's two boards besides the committee? Besides the council?
Town council and planning board. So there are two boards, like Gary Waite would be on the planning.
But what's planning board do? Plans.
Well, yeah, that's a great question. If you don't know, I'd go back and study, and you might be able to find out.
What have they done since you got in, since we got the council? They just make the recommendations to the council.
They do lots of. General entertain a motion to go into closed session and leave regular session.
So moved. Yes, I second it.
First, we have a second. Can we do that?
I second it, I guess.
First and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Town is in closed session now. Appreciate it.